Okay, good morning. This week we are learning Brachos Daf Nun Gimel / Nun Dalet. We're finishing up Nun Gimel and then starting off the ninth parak. It's sponsored by David and Paula Baumzer and Omel Construction, as well as Bagel Munch. In general, we have already seen and are going to continue to see these Dafim are huge. So we'll do our best to be able to cover as much as we can, and hopefully not fly too quickly. So continuing from last week, so the end of the eighth parak, as we were talking last week about Havdalah, the Ner for Havdalah, and Besamim for Havdalah, we spoke about how the candle has to be one that was made for illumination, not one that was made for kavod or other purposes. And we ended last week with one of two shitos. There are two shitos about what the Mishnah meant when the Mishnah said, Ache Yeoso, the Ner, that you have to get Hana'ah from the candle. The first shito we had last week on the top of Ningil Lamed Beis was of Yehuda Marav. He says, you can actually be as far away from the candle as you want, as long as the candle is one that's ra'i to get Hana'ah from. If you were close to it, you'd be able to get Hana'ah in theory. That's enough, that's a good enough candle for Havdal. That Yeoso is not mamish, not literal. You can even be far away. Not going to continue on the third wide line at the two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Gechalim lochashos mevarchen alehen omamos en mevarchen alehen. If you have coals that are lochashos, they are glowing, you can use those for the and make a bracha on the nair. But if they're omamos, if they're dimming, you cannot make a bracha on those coals. Hey chidami lochashos, what is lochashos? Amar Rav Chisda kol she'ilu machnes lasochan kisem v'deolakas me'eleha. If you would put a wood chip in the flame and it would ignite, that's considered ignited enough to make a bracha on it. Mara has an interesting question. Omamos, oh, omamos. How do you spell? Oh, is it an aleph or an ayin in the word omamos? So Mara said, "Aleph proof from the pasuk." Tashma, the Rav Chisda bar Avdimi, arazim lo amamuhu began Elokim. The pasuk in Yecheskel says amamuhu that it was dimmed and was not dimmed, and there it's an ayin. It's funny because our Gemara earlier spelled it with an aleph. I guess we were wrong, and the pasuk says it is actually spelled with an ayin. But now we come to the second sheet about what Yeosu means. The Rava Amar Yeosu mamish. That according to Rava, you have to actually get hana. You have to actually be close to the candle where you'd be able to get Hana. So the first sheet that we had in the top was Rav Yehuda, says you could even be in the back of the room, as long as it's a flame that you'd be able to get Hana from. In theory, if you were close, that's enough. And Rav says you have to actually be up close to the candle itself. So it's like, according to Yehuda, it's about the candle being strong enough. According to Rava, it's about you being close to the candle. Vikama, so how much Hana do you have to get? Amar Ula, Kadesha Yakir, Ben Isser, Lepunjon. You can tell the difference between two different types of coins, an Isser coin and a Punjon coin. And Chizka says very similarly, Kadesha Yakir, Ben Melozma, Shal Tavaria, Le Melozma, Shal Tzipori, to differentiate between different types of weights. And that's the source for looking at our fingernails. We don't necessarily have coins on us all the time, but we do always have our fingernails on us all the time. So you look at the difference, but the discern between your fingernail and the skin is like discerning between different types of coins. That's going to be the requisite hana'ah that's needed for the bracha of ner. The other reasons are brought down in the Rabbeinu Yonah in the back, that the fingernails are a simon bracha because they grow, and that's a simon for bracha. The other reasons as well for looking at the fingernails, but it really comes from this, about making differentiating between different coins and having enough hana'ah from the candle. Rav Yehuda mevarich adabe adadaila. Rav Yehuda, who holds you can be far from the candle, he'd make a bracha v'emrei ha'esh even on a candle that was in the house of adadaila, which was very far away. And Rava holds you have to be close. Mevarich adabe gurya barchama would make a bracha on a flame that's in the house of gurya barchama, which was close to his house. And also Abaye would also make a bracha adabe bar avua in a light that was in the house of bar avua. Amar Rav Yehuda amarav ein mechazrin al haor kederach shemechazrin al hamitzvos. Usually, when it comes to mitzvos, we go out of our way to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, but not for the ner for Avdalah. It's not that category of mitzvah. So you don't have to go out of your way to get a ner. And Amar Rav Zera says that Mireish Hava Mahadrana. I used to go out of my way to get a ner for Avdalah. Kevin the Shaman Lahadra of Yehuda Marav. Once I heard that you don't have to go after the candle, Ananami Lo Mahadrana, I also don't go after it. Elei Mikla Li Mimela Mivarechna. I'll make the bracha if I have a candle. If I don't have one, I'm not going to be mechazer to go out of my way. They get a candle for Havdalah. The Mishnah had said, Misha achal v'chulei, adalacha, about going back to the place where you washed and ate bread in order to bench. So if you wash on your bagel in the base medrash in YPC, and then you forget to bench and you go home, so you have to come back to YPC to say berachas mazon. That's machlokes, beishamai and beishillel. Beishillel were mekel, you can bench wherever you are. Beishamai were machmir, you have to actually come back to the YPC to bench on your bread. So Amar Rav Zvid v'itimar Rav Dimi Baraba, machlokes. The machlokes, whether you have to go back or not, is when you forgot and you left by accident. If you left on purpose, then everyone agrees. Bidar, you have to go back to the place that you ate and bench over there. Gemara says, Pshita, Vishachach Tanan. That's obvious. Our Mishnah literally says, if you forgot, there's a machlokes. So obviously that's the case. So no, Maudatema, Hua Adin Afilu Bemazid. Maybe even when it's a mazid, you did it on purpose, there's still a machlokes. The Beis Hillel is still makel. You can bench wherever you are, even if you left on purpose. Vahaditani Vishachach, why does our Mishnah say that you forgot? To tell us, Laudiacha Kochan de Beis Shammai. To teach us how Machmir Beis Shammai, even if you left on purpose, that you still have to go back to where you ate to Kamash Malan. That that's actually the machlokes. Sorry, at Veshachach. Veshamah is even machmir if you forgot that you still have to go back to the place where you ate. Kamash Malan, that's the machlokes, is by Veshachach. Tanya, Amar Lohem Beis Hillel Veshamai. Beis Hillel have a very interesting conversation. Beis Hillel, who are Mekel, said to Beis Shammai, L'divrechem, you have to go back to the place where you ate according to your Shita. Misha Ochal Barosh HaBira, Veshachach, Veyarad Velo Birich. Let's say someone ate on the top of the Empire State Building and they forgot. They went all the way down. Yachzor Rosh HaBira, Veyarach, he has to go back to the top of the tower to bench. I'm with him. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai say to Beis Hillel a very harsh mussar. L'divrechem, what would you say? Misha shachach arniki b'rosh habira. If you forgot your wallet at the top of the Empire State Building, lo yalav yatlanav l'chavod atzmahu ol l'chavod shamayim l'kol shagin. You go back for your wallet. You're not going to go back to bench and do a mitzvah. What a chutzpah. So that's machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about going back to the place where you ate. More interesting stories about this. Hanu trei tamidei. There were two tamidim. Chad aved beshogeg ki beshamai. The ashkech arnika de dava. One acted like beshamai in the case where he forgot and he left and he actually came back to bench. And what mazel, he found a wallet with gold in it. That's great news. The chad aved bemezid ki beshillel. The achla arye. And that someone else acted like beshillel and was makel and didn't go back and they got eaten by a lion, which is not so great. So we see great things happen to people who act like beshamai. And another story also, Rabbi Bar Chana, Havaka Azal Bishar Yasa. Rabbi Bar Chana was on a trip with his friends on a caravan, and Ahal, he ate Ve'ishtali Velo Birich, he forgot a bench. So Amar Hechi Avu, I don't know what to do. Iyamina Lehu An Sha'i Livarech. If I tell my whole group, guys, wait, I have to go bench, they're going to say, come on, Amrili Barich Kolecha Dima Barachat LeRachmana Barachat. You can bench anywhere. Hashem can hear your tefillos wherever you are. You don't have to go back to bench. So he said, maybe instead, I have a great idea. Mutav de Amina Lahu An Shai Yon de Dava. I just say, guys, I forgot my golden dove back there. Can you wait for me? And they would say, oh, of course, to get your golden dove. Of course, we'll wait for all the time you need. So he says, Amalahu, Anturuli da Ansha Yon de Dava. Guys, wait for me over here. I have to go back to get my golden dove. Azil Ubarech, he went back. There was no golden dove. He went back and he benched. And then, what mazel? Ashkach Yon de Dava. He found a golden dove. So we see great things happen to people who go back to bench where they ate, like the Shita of Beis Shammai. Umayishna Yona, why did he say he has a golden dove to go get? Why didn't he say literally anything else? Because, as we know, Demesili Kesis Yisrael Leona. Bnei Yisrael are compared. We're Nimshalim to a dove. Dichsiv Kanfe Yona Nechta Bekesef, Babroseh. That the wings of a yona are coated with silver and with gold. Ma yona ena nitzolas elabik nafeha. Just like a dove is protected by its wings. Af Yisrael ena nitzolin elabim mitzvos. So too, Bnei Yisrael are protected by their mitzvos, and that's how the Ein Yaakov says perhaps he wasn't even lying. When he said, I have to go back to get my golden dove, it wasn't Sheker, it was actually the MS, because the mitzvos are comparable. They protect us just like the Kanfe yona protect the yona as well. And so, bottom line, halacha l'maaseh, so we do follow Beis Shammai to actually go back to the place where we washed in order to bench. But it's not so unusual to pass like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel over here, because the Rishonim points out that even Beis Hillel would agree it's great, it's better for you to go back. They're just not going to be matriach you and force you halachically to go back. So in this kind of case where everyone agrees that ideally it's best to venture in the place where you were, so even Beis Hillel are not super against following the halacha of Beis Shammai. Mishnah had said at emasaihu vechule, how long you have to bench after you ate. So Mishnah had said that as long as the food has not digested. So kamashir equal, how long does that take? And Rav Yochanan calls mancha in a rive. Rav Yochanan says, Zawi Paskin, as long as you're not hungry anymore, as long as you're still full, you can still bench. Reish Lakish has a different hagdara. Amar calls manchi tzame machmas achilaso. If you're still thirsty from your eating, that's a sign that you're still part of the same meal and the food is still there. Amalei Rav Yemar bar Shlamiel lemarzutra va'amila Rav Yemar bar Shizvi lemarzutra. They ask the following question: Mi amar Reish Lakish hachi? Does that according to Reish Lakish that really is shita? V'hamar Rabbi Amar Reish Lakish kamashir equal kela halich arba milin. But we say we quote Reish Lakish as saying that it goes by arba milin, the time it takes to go 4 mil is how long you have for you to still be able to bench. So lo kasha kan ba achila maruba kan ba achila muetes. Depends on how much you ate. If you ate a lot, you'll have more longer time span in order to bench, and you'll have the 4 mil according to Rashi. And if you had a smaller one, then you'd have the other shear of Reish Lakish. Mishnah then said Balaham Yayim Vechule, which really was just talking about saying Amen to a bracha that you didn't hear the whole bracha, how you can still say Amen. If a Kusi made a bracha you didn't hear, don't say Amen because you don't know what he actually said. But if it was a Jew, you can say Amen if you didn't hear the whole bracha. And the Gemara asks, Lemeimer the Yisrael Afgav Velo Shama Kula Bracha Ona? Is that true that you can not hear the whole bracha and still say Amen? Vechilo Shama Heichinafik. How are you going to be Yotze the bracha from the guy if he didn't even hear the full bracha? So Amar Chia Barav, Bishalov Achalimam, our case is where you're not being Yotze. The mitzvah, you're just saying Amen because you want to say Amen to someone's bracha. You're not trying to be Yotze. But somebody, Bechenem Rav Nachman, I'm a Rabba Baravua, the same answer, Bishalo Achal Imahem. Rav told his son that he should be chatov ubarich. You should be the guy who makes the bracha. In a context where you're going to have one person make a bracha on behalf of the group, make sure you're the guy who makes the bracha. That's a tremendous zechus. Rav Huna, the Rabba Brei, chatov ubarich. He also told his son to be the guy to make the bracha. The meimer the mevarich adip miman da ani amen. Is this to say that the person who says the bracha is greater than the person who answers amen to the bracha? The Tanya, it says the opposite in the following brisa. Rav Yosi Omer Gadol Haona. Amen. It's greater to be the person that says Amen than the person that makes the actual bracha. Amalei Rav Nahorai, Hashemayim Kenu. Rav Nahorai says, yeah, I agree with Rav Yosi, that's actually true. It says, Teda, from the following mashal, Shaharei Gul Yarin, Yordanu Misagrin V'Mochama, the weak soldiers go in the front and start off the battle, and then who completes the battle and finishes it off? The Giborim, Yordanu Menatzkim, the strong ones come at the end and seal the victory, so too the people who say Amen are sealing the bracha, and that's even greater. So is it better to be the guy who makes the bracha, or the person who answers Amen. So the Mara says, Tanayi, it's machlokes Tanayim. The Tanya, Echad Mavarech, Vechad Ha'ona, Amen, B'mashma, Elish Mimahrin, Lemavarech, Yosem Min Ha'ona, Amen. Really, they're both included in the pasuk that Rashi quotes. Both the Ona Amen and Mavarich are both equally great. Elishim and Maharin and the Mavarich, Yosir min Ha'one, except for the fact that the person who made the bracha gets the reward quicker. So we have some verses to say that it's better to make the bracha, some say it's better to say Amen, until it's the Machlokes Tanayim. Very interesting question, very important question. He asked if you're allowed to say Amen to the brachos that were made by children in school, l'chora. You can always say Amen except for the bracha after Tinokos Shabbos Rabban. Hold the Islamid Asuyan to making the bracha, not because they're making a bracha on a bagel, but just practicing the words. That's not going to warrant an Amen. That's only if it wasn't Idan Miftarayu. You can answer the bracha of a child if it is Idan Miftarayu. What is Idan Miftarayu? Rashi says that they used to have the minhag of having the kids make the brachos on the haftara. So Miftarayu is a lashon of haftara. But the Rashba says, no, it just means in general, whenever they're making, perhaps as an example, it's Haftarah, but whenever they're making a bracha to actually be Yotze, the bracha themselves. They're practicing, they're saying Hamotia because they're just practicing in school in the classroom with the Mora, because they want to eat a bagel and they're practicing for making a bracha on an actual food. Then you could answer Amen, and that's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mashmalus really is, that's only true when it's a child that has Yigiyah L'chinuch. That if a child is of the age of chinuch and he's making a bracha on something, then you can answer Amen. But the mashmah says if he's under the age of chinuch, even if he's making a bracha and you're teaching him to make a bracha on a real food, you perhaps should not answer Amen. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you should say Amen. Or main, something that sounds like amen, so they learn about answering amen too, but you should try to avoid the actual word. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that you can actually say the word amen itself because you're being machanech the kids about saying amen, so you can say a nice loud amen to the kids' bracha to teach them the importance of saying amen. That would be a heter over here. But it's an important shaila about what the age is exactly for a yil lechinuch for this halacha.
But is it the amen, like you said earlier, just the amen that you're... If you want to say it's biyotze the bracha, then I can say no. If it's just say amen to their bracha, then what's wrong with saying amen to the kid's bracha?
Right. So this all comes back to, I think on Zion we had the halakha of an amen yisoma. To say an amen, an orphaned amen to a bracha, that to when it wasn't really a bracha out there, and you're just going to say amen unnecessarily, okay. That's inappropriate.
For the kids who are learning to do it. But if they're saying a bracha,
if they're under the age of a chinuch, I think the assumption is it doesn't have the chefza shal bracha. It doesn't have the status of a real bracha if they're not even being mekayim of the mitzvah midin chinuch. There's a certain age when a chinuch kicks in.
Okay,
so
if a 12, a 10-year-old is saying a bracha, so he has the hidur, then, knows how to say chinuch, you
yeah,
say amen.
Yeah, exactly. Then you could say amen.
But you couldn't say amen to be yosef by his bracha because he's too young.
Yeah, you're not being Yosei's bracha anyway. But yeah, just talking about this saying a main tune you hear can make a bracha, so it's questionable when it gets to, like, I don't know, like age 4 or 5 are apparently questionable. I've seen the age 6 throwing around. I don't know, Lamaisa, what exactly the Hagdara is, but that is a thing to be aware of. Tana Rabbanan Shema Ma'akev Es Habracha. One final halacha about that oil is Ma'akev. You're benching that if as long as you haven't brought out the oil to anoint yourself before the end of the meal, it's still part of the original meal, and you don't have to make brachos on other foods, and it's still part of the original meal. That shemen is not ma'akev. It still doesn't matter if you have the oil or not. Or va'acha omar shemen tov ma'akev. If you have shemen with besamim inside, that's going to be ma'akev. The meal, hasn't ended until you bring out the shemen tov. Rav Zohamayo omar kishem shem mizuham b'hasol la'avoda kach yadayim mizuhamos pesulos lebracha. That's like if you're filthy, you can't do the avoda. So too, if your hands are filthy, you can't bench. And Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ana lozi lai velozi vai velozu hamay yadana. I don't know any of the previous teachings that were taught. Ela masnisa yadana. I know the following teaching that was taught. Damar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Armila b'masnisa tana, v'hiskadishtem elu mayim mishonim, v'yisem kedoshim elu mayim machronim. Ki kadosh zeh shemen, ani Hashem elokeichem, zu bracha. So you have to have mayim mishonim, mayim machronim, and shemen, and all that's a prerequisite in order to make the bracha. So you have a pasuk over here for the source of mayim machronim. I shouldn't discuss, but perhaps that the Gemara in Chulin says that Mayim Achronim is not just from a pasuk; it's because of a svara of Melach Sedomis, that there's salt that was dangerous for your, if it was still in your hands. And so the question is, what's the ikar? Is the ikar this pasuk, which is, you know, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, or is the ikar the Melach Sedomis piece? And so Tosos over here says that the ikar is the Melach Sedomis, and since we don't have Melach Sedomis anymore, we don't have the same level of requirement of Mayim Achronim as they had in those days. The Rambam says maybe our salt is Melach Sedomis. Do you know it's not Melach Sedomis? Nobody knows what Melach Sedomis even is. So Rambam is still holds that we do have to make do Mayim Achronim. Not clear in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah does quote that there are definitely reasons al pi Kabbalah that for doing Mayim Achronim, and that would be regardless of whether we have Melach Sedomis or not, that the Kabbalistic reasons definitely are still there, and would be a great reason to be doing Mayim Achronim regardless. Now we have the new parak, the final parak, Maseches Brachos, parak Haroe, discusses various brachos that are Shevach Vehoda, praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Brachos Hanenim, which we had in the past. So Haroe, so this is going to be long Mishnah. This is the Mishnah for the entire parak. We're going to discuss a lot of different topics in this Mishnah, but they'll be discussed more in depth as we actually go through the parak itself. Haroe makom shenasu bo nisim liYisrael. If you pass by a place where miracles were done for Klal Yisrael, there's a bracha. Omer baruch she'asa nisim lavosin b'makom hazeh. You say the following bracha. The Mishnah that says baruch, but Tosfos point out you say also shema malchus. Baruch atah Hashem lokeinu melech haolam. She'asa nisim lavosin b'makom hazeh. Makom she'ne'ekra memenu akum. It's a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted. There's also a bracha. Omer Baruch Sha'akar Akum Meyartzenu. Ala Zikim Ba'ala Zvaos Ala Ra'amim. And our Gemara is going to explain what Zikim and Zvaos are. Ra'amim is thunder, Ala Ruchos and winds, and Brakim are lightning. Omer Baruch Shekachog V'raso Malei Olam. You say the Bracha of Shekachog V'raso Malei Olam. Ala Harim Ba'ala Gvaos, and mountains and hills, Ala Yamim Ba'ala Naharos and seas and rivers, but with baros and deserts, you say baruch ose brishis, or other gersos, or baruch ose masa brishis. We're seeing those various different wondrous things. Rav Yehuda Omer, haroa es hayam hagadol. There's a special bracha for seeing the yam hagadol. Omer baruch sha'asa es hayam hagadol. And for these kinds of things where you see like something that's very amazing, a beautiful sight, that's only when you saw it leprakim, which is understood to be 30 days, as explained by the Gemara later on. Ala geshamim v'al v'suros tovos. If there's great news or rain, which was a semen bracha, if you need the rain for your parnasa. So omer baruch atov ha-metiv, say the bracha atov ha-metiv, al v'suros roos, omer baruch dayan ha-emes. For bad news, you say dayan ha-emes. Bana bayis chadash v'kana kelim chadashim. You build a new house, you buy some new kelim. Omer baruch shechayan v'kman v'giyanu. Hazman hazeh, you say the bracha, which we all know, of Shechayanu. Mivarech ala ra, me'ein ala tova, v'ala tova, me'ein ala ra. The Gemara is going to explain exactly how what this lashon means, that the brachos that you make on good things and bad things are kind of interrelated in certain situations, which we're going to describe in the Gemara in future weeks. Hatzoik lisha avar harizu tefila shav. An important halacha: you should not cry and daven about things that are already in the past. I always think about I take an exam. I take x-ray exams. Not so fun. But I take an x-ray exam and I'm waiting for results. I took a multiple choice exam. I can't just go daven to Hashem that I should have picked the right answers last week, because it's all set in stone. There's no more subjectivity over there. You can't, you can pray that everything should happen for the best for moving forward in general in life. But to daven for things that are already in the past, already in history, so you're davening for a miracle to occur, that is a tefillah shava, a wasted tefillah, a bad thing to do.
I presume davening for the korban is not included in
the name. Yeah, I guess that would not be included. Right, you're hoping for the future. For the future.
And when it's said before, Baruch Dynamis, when you hear something bad, if Chas V'Shalom, you hear somebody that passed away, usually you just say Baruch Dynamis, you don't say Shem Malkus. So is that, so Tosa says apply to everything you listed over here, or is it?
Right, that's a good question. Yeah, I'm not sure. if what?
Same question with the Torah native.
Yeah, I'm not sure which situations it require. In general, when you have some of these things that may or may not fit into the exact category, we'll definitely say the bracha without Shema Malchus. But there may be certain situations where you would say Dainam Estor Mativ with Shema Malchus, possible. Haisa Ishta Mil Barat, if your wife is pregnant, the Omer Yiratzon Shetelid Ishti Zachar, you say, I hope that she has a boy. How is it Tfilah Shav? It's also Tfilah Shav because she's already having what she's having. We're going to discuss Leia, who seemed to do exactly just that and daven to Tina she was having. Haya Baba Derech Vashama Kol Tzvacha Ba'ir, if you're on the road and you hear a scream coming out from the city, the Omer Yiratzon Shalot Tehei Besoch Beisi, you say, I hope that it's not coming from my house. Again, the same category. How is it Tfilah Shav? It is where it is. You daven that things should be great. Whatever happens, should happen for the best, but not that things should be changing. Hashem should change the teva, that if it really was from my house, it shouldn't be from my house. That's a tefillas shav. Hanichnas lekrach mespalel shtayim achas b'knisaso v'achas b'yitziaso. If you enter into a dangerous city, you should daven twice, once when you enter and once when you leave. Benazei omer arba, you should daven four times. Shtayim b'knisaso v'shtayim b'yitziaso, twice when you enter and twice when you leave. Nosein hoda al sha'avar v'tzoik al ha'asid. So the general klal is, you can thank Hashem for things that happened in the past, and you should cry and daven and ask for things that are going to happen in the future. Chayav adam levarech al ra, keshem shemavarech al ha'tova, that you should say a bracha on the difficult parts of life, just like you make a bracha on the great parts of life, and say that everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, sh'ne'amar, v'ahavta shem lokecha b'chol levavcha v'chulei, b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha. It means that with both your yetzer b'yetzer tov or b'yetzer hara, you should worship Hashem with both our yetzer tov and our yetzer hara. Uvechol nafshecha, afilu notelas nafshecha, you should even give your life for certain mitzvos. Uvechol me'odecha, uvechol mamoncha, means with all of your money. Davar acher is relevant to us. Uvechol me'odecha, uvechol mida u'mida shol modi lecha havei mode lo. You should dive into Hashem and thank Hashem and acknowledge Hashem, regardless of whether it's with a good mida or a bad mida that Hashem puts your way. You should always acknowledge that it's from Hashem. And everything is for the best. Some final halachos, not brachos related. Lo yakel adam es rosho keneged shtar hamizrach shu mechoven keneged beis kachay akadashim. You shouldn't act with levity around the har habayis and the particular shtar which was keneged the kachay hakadashim. Additionally, you shouldn't walk on Harabayas with your walking stick, Ubminallah with your shoes, Bipandasa with your money belt, Uva Avak Shalragla with dirty feet, you shouldn't make a shortcut to the Harabayas, Berakika, Mikavachomer. There's a Kavachomer that Gemara is going to discuss how we know that you definitely shouldn't spit on Harabayas either. Kol chos me brachos shebemikdash hayu omrim ad haolam. That they used to always conclude their brachos in the Beis HaMikdash by saying, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Israel min haolam. And they would stop there. Misha kilklu hatzidukim, the amru ein olam ella echad. Then the Daminim used to say that, oh, that implies ad ha'olam implies there's only one world, there's only olam hazeh, there's no olam haba. So they changed their takana, hiskinu shiyuhu omrim, min ha'olam vi ad ha'olam. When they would conclude their brachos, they would say the whole pasuk up until min ha'olam vi ad ha'olam, saying the word olam twice, because there's really two olam, was olam hazeh and olam haba. And then finally, this kinu shiyehi adam shol es shalom chaveru b'shein. They were metakin, you should say shalom aleichem to people, you should greet people with the shem Hashem. Shenei Amar, as we see from Boaz, v'hinei Boaz, b'mi beis lachem, v'yomer lekotchim, Hashemim achem. He said to the kotchim, Hashemim achem, and they responded, v'yomer lo, yirechecha Hashem. They also responded with shem Hashem, everyone's greeting each other with the shem Hashem. V'omer, Hashem imcha gibor chayil, also the malach greeted Gidon with saying Hashem imcha. The Omer, says in Mishle, al tavos ki zikne imecha, that you shouldn't look down on the things that were done by our ancestors, and you should do like Boaz did, and greet people b'shem Hashem. The Omer, and the final pasuk, eis lasos laHashem hefiru sarosecha. There are certain times when we are allowed to void the Torah or do things that seem to void the Torah. Rav Nasan Omer hefiru sarosecha mishum eis lasos laHashem. You can do things that seem to be counter to the Torah, like saying Hashem's name seemingly in vain, but really it's okay because it's Eis La'asos La'Hashem, it's for the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem wants us to greet people with the Shem Hashem. So that's the long Mishnah, all different things we're going to discuss moving on in the final parak, and we're going to focus on the first one, all the way at the beginning, the first line of the Mishnah, that if you see the place where miracles happen for Klal Yisrael, then you should say the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Lavosin of Makam Hazeh. So Mar says, "Mna hanimili." What's the source for this bracha that you make a bracha when miracle on a place when a miracle occurred? Amar Yochanan da Amar Kra. The source is from Yisrael. La Yomer Yisrael Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil. The Yisrael saw Bnei Yisrael and he said, "Baruch Hashem for who saved them from Mitzrayim." And the the Mefarshim discuss, Yisro didn't actually see the place where the miracle occurred. He didn't see the Yamsuf that split for Klal Yisrael. He saw Bnei Yisrael. So is that enough? So some, the Meiri says that it's enough to see the people. You don't have to actually see the place in particular. But the Marsha says that no, the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim was taking us out of Mitzrayim and then also continuing to take us through the Midbar. It's all considered part of the miracle. And also in Midbar itself, where he saw us, there were other miracles. There was Anani HaKavod and the Man. Other things that happened, which miraculous, which he was able to make a bracha on. The Gemara now has an important distinction that on Nisa de Rabim Mivarchinan, you make a bracha on a miracle that happened to the Rabim, to Klal Yisrael as a whole, to a lot of people. But on Nisa de Yachid, for an individual miracle that happened to you, Lo Mivarchinan, you do not make a bracha on that, on an individual miracle of a Yachid. Gemara asks, what do you mean? You have many stories of cases where it was an individual, a miracle that happened to an individual, and he did go to make a bracha. There was a guy who was walking by Eva Yamina, and Nafal Allah Aryeh, and Aryeh, a lion, attacked him, and it's Avad Lein Nisa V'Yisnatzalmine, and miraculously he was saved from the lion. So Aslak Mida Rava, he asked the Shaila to Rava, and Rava said, "Va'amalek kol emas dematis lahasam baruch sha'asliyat neis ba'makom hazeh." He should make a bracha on this individual miracle that happened to him personally, on a personal miracle, and on other stories as well. Umari Bre the Ravina have a ka'azel that piksa the Arvos. He was traveling in the valley of Arvos. V'tzakal amaya, he was so thirsty, and there was no water around. And then it's Avad Lein Nisa. A miracle happened. Ibrile Aina de Maya Feishti. A spring popped up out of nowhere of water. He was able to drink. It was a miracle that happened to him over there in Arvos. Vesu Zimna Chaza. Another time, same guy, my brother Ravina. Another miracle happened to him as well. Hava Ka'azil Baristika de Mechuza. He was traveling in the Shuk. In Mechuza, Benafal Aleha Gamla Pritza, and a wild camel attacked him, and his Sprika lay Ashisa, and the wall of a house fell down. He was able to escape into the house where the camel couldn't get, and all the Gava, he went inside, and he was saved. The miracle happened. Kimata La Arvos, when he went to Arvos, where the first miracle happened, he'd make a bracha, Brich, Barasha Asli Nesba Arvos, Uve Gamal. He'd mentioned both miracles that happened to him, but he'd first emphasize one that happened to him in that particular place in Arvos. And Kimata La Ristika, the Mechuza, when he'd passed by the Shuk, where the camel miracle happened, he also say a bracha, Birch bracha, Baruch Sha'asali Nes, Bagamal, Uba Arvos. Make a bracha to thank Hashem for the miracles that happened to him, and those are all personal miracles. So we see that you make a bracha on a personal miracle that happened to you as well. So Gemara distinguishes Amri Anisa Dirabim Kule Alma Mechaivi Livruche on a nes that happens to the masses, then everyone can make a bracha, or is chayav to make a bracha, but Anisa the Yachid Iyu Chayav Livruche. A miracle that happened to you personally, so you personally can make a bracha. The Gra adds in also your kids and grandkids can also, your descendants can also make a bracha for a miracle that happened for a personal miracle. So you make brachas on all miracles with a distinction, only you make a bracha if it was a personal thing that happened to you. This actually relates to Parshat Shavua, because the Medrash says that Yosef, after he buried Yaakov, he passed by the boar, the pit where he was thrown in, and miraculously saved, and he made this bracha, al shasli neis b'makom hazeh. And so Yosef made that bracha. There's a shiloh that comes up about the trips that they go to visit Poland, and they visit the concentration camps. A shiloh that was asked to the descendants of Holocaust survivors, should they be making brachos of sha'asa neis lavosenu, al shasli neis, that a miracle happened over here if my ancestors were survivors of the Holocaust. So some said, absolutely, because it definitely was a miracle. Everyone agrees it was. There are miraculous things that happened there, and I would perhaps warrant a bracha. Some yeshivos told their talmidim that were going on the trip to make a bracha. I believe Rav Schechter said that you should not make a bracha, that this is not the particular type of miracle that we're talking about. Let's see, the Gemara's examples are a particular event that occurred. You were miraculously saved by a spring popped up out of nowhere. Miraculously, you were saved by a camel that was attacking you. To be broadly involved in the experience of the Holocaust, that itself is not going to warrant a bracha, but we know there are so many stories of miraculous things that occurred. So if you have a particular story that you know happened, you know the exact location of that story, for that kind of particular event is what this bracha is made for. But you have to know the exact particular place as well. So different opinions about whether you should just make a bracha regardless, by default, or whether it's a bit more complicated conversation. Tanu Rabbanan. Haroeh. Mara is now going to list seven or so different types of miracles that occur that if you see these places and you would make a bracha on them. Tanu Rabbanan. Haroeh ma'avaros hayam. If you see the place where Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, uma'avas hayardein, the place where Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yardein with Yoshua, ma'avaros nachali arnon, the place where miracle happened at Nachal Arnon, the Gemara is going to describe the miracle over there. Avne al gabish b'morad beis charon, the Gemara is going to explain that as well. We're going to see in a few minutes what that's referring to. The Evan shabikesh lezrok og malach habashan al Yisrael. the stone that Og tried to throw at and kill, destroy Klal Yisrael, or if you see the Eben, Sheyashav Aleha Moshe, Beshah Sheasa Yehoshua Melchama Ba'amalek. You see the stone when Bnei Yisrael were fighting Amalek, so Moshe, the pasuk says that Moshe lifted up his hands. When his hands were raised, Bnei Yisrael were successful in victorious against Amalek. And when Moshe's hands got tired, there was a rock that Moshe rested his hands on. If you see that rock also, the Ishto Shalot, if you see the pillar of salt that Lot's wife turned into, the Chomas Yericho, Shenivla Abim Koma, or you see the walls of Yericho, that fell into the ground by the times of Yehoshua, on all these, al kulan, tzarech sheyiten hoda'a b'shevach lefnei hamakom. You have to give thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you see any of these things. And Gemara now is going to go through, that's going to be the rest of our work today, is going to be going through all these particular examples and what exactly the miracle was. What was it that happened by Avnei al Gabish? So we're going to go through. First, it's easy. Bishlama ma'avras hayam. What's a miracle that happened at the Yamsuf? We all know that. Dechsiv. Vayavo b'nei Yisrael pasoch hayam b'yabasha. That b'nei Yisrael passed through the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf split. That miracle, we know what miracle that was referring to. Ma'avras hayardin is also obvious that when we pass through the yardin, dechsiv. V'yamdu ha'kohanim nosei ha'aron b'res Hashem. Kohanim were carrying the aron through the yardin b'charava pasoch. And they're standing on dry land in the Yarden. Hachin v'chol Yisrael ovrim becharava arasher tamu kol hagoyla avaras hayarden. And then all of Klal Yisrael continued to pass through the Yarden. That's when you make a bracha when you see the Yarden that was split in the times of Yehoshua. Ela ma'avros nachli Arnon minolam. What's the miracle that happened at Nachal Arnon, that the streams of the valley of Arnon? So what's that? Tichsiv. The pasuk says, "Al keni amer b'sefer melchamos Hashem es vahev besufa." The pasuk says that there was es vahev besufa. What does that mean? Tana es vahev besufa shnei mitzorayim hayu. There are two people who had tzaraas. Their names were Es and Hev. The hayu mahalchin besof machne Israel. They were traveling in the back of the camp of Israel. They were mitzorah. They couldn't be in the machnes. They were outside the machne. And Keva Kachalpi Yisrael, there's a story that comes up in Rashi and Parshas Chukah, so it may sound familiar from there as well. Keva Kachalpi Yisrael, Asu Amorai, when they saw her passing through, the Amorim came and they wanted to ambush and attack Klal Yisrael. So Avdi Lehu, Nahon, Niki Rusa, they made caves in the mountains, Vitashu Bahon, and they hid inside of those caves to sneak out and attack Klal Yisrael. Amri, ki chalvi Yisrael, hacha, naktalinan. When Bnei Yisrael passed by this location, then we're gonna kill them. Follow Haviyadi, the Emorim were hiding in the caves. They didn't know that the Aron have a meski kamayodi Yisrael. The Aron would pass in front of Klal Yisrael as they traveled. The hava mamech lehu tore mikamayu. And they would flatten the mountains before Bnei Yisrael traveled. And Kevin to Asa Aron, when the Aron passed in front of Klal Yisrael, Idbeku Tore Bahadi Adadi. The two mountains that were by where the Amorim were hiding inside the caves, and then the two mountains collapsed into one another, Vikatlinun, and it killed the Amorim who were hiding inside in the process. Benachas Damayu, the Nachal Arnon. This is the miracle that happened by Nachal Arnon. Their blood flowed through the valleys of Arnon. Ki Asu Es Vahev. So no one knew this. This is one of those miracles that if it weren't for these two guys, we would just be traveling on our ways and have no idea that Hashem is destroying our enemies in front of us. But luckily there were these two Mitzoraim, Es and Hev, and they saw Chazu Dama de Kanafik Mibene Tore. They saw there was blood miraculously pouring from outside, from between the mountains. So also they figured out what must have happened, and the Amr Lehu Yisrael, they told Bnei Yisrael what happened. The Amru Shira, and Bnei Yisrael said a Shira. So that was the miracle, and Hanu Dechsiva, that's what the Pasuk is referring to. The Eshed Hanachalim, the outpouring of the valleys, Asher Natal, Lasheves, Ar, Benisha, on the Gvul Moab, that is near Ar, and the Gvul of Moab, this outpouring of the valleys is referring to the blood that poured from those mountains. So that's a miracle that if you saw, you would make a bracha of Shevach Vehodah Allah Hashem.
It's interesting. Growing up, we always learned there was a Nanei HaKavod that flattened the mountains.
Right, I was thinking that also. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's a difference between those two formulations or not. That's a good question. Avnei al Gabish. What is Avnei al Gabish? The stones of al Gabish. So really, al Gabish is it's a combination. It's like an abbreviation of different words. My Avnei al Gabish, Tana Avanim, stones she'amdu al gav ish. Al Gabish is al gav ish. They're stones that stood mid-air because of an individual, a person called Ish. They yardu al gav ish, and then they also continue to fall down onto our enemies because of a different ish. What's this referring to? It's very mysterious. No, amdu al gav ish ze Moshe. That rocks stopped mid-air, that's because of an ish, that's referring to Moshe. How do you know Moshe is called an ish? Because dechsiv ha-ish Moshe anav me'od. Moshe was an anav that calls Moshe an ish. And dechsiv vayachtilu ha-kolos vaha-barad u-matar lo nitach arza. And Makas Barad, when Moshe stopped Makas Barad, the Barad literally stopped mid-air as it was falling down. That's the Avanu that stopped mid-air by Moshe. And then also Yardu Al-Gavish, eventually they also continued to fall because of a different ish, that's Yehoshua. Tichsib Kach Lechaz Yehoshua Ben Nun Asher Ish Asher Ruach Bo. Yehoshua is referred to as an ish. Viksiv by the Amoris were attacking Givonim, and Yehoshua went to save the Givonim. It says Vayehi bin Nosam mipnei bnei Yisrael, when the Amori were traveling down by bnei Yisrael, b'mora beis Charon, going to the descent of beis Charon, Hashem heshlich aleihem avanim gidolos. Hashem sent down those same rocks that were stopped midair. Hashem sent them down to defeat our enemies. So that is Avnei al Gabish. Then the next thing on our list was Evan Shebikesh Og Malach HaBashan Lizrok Al Yisrael. The stone that Og wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael. So what's the source of this? There is no source. Gemara Gemiri La, it's a tradition directly from Moshe Misinai. The following story occurred. Amar Machane Yisrael Kamahave Tlasa Parsi. Og said, the camp of Yisrael is how big? It's 3 parsas for where all Klal Yisrael currently are. So I know. Ezel Ve'eyakar Tura Bar Tlasa. Og's a big, strong guy. I'll take a mountain that's also 3 parsa. Ve'ishtiel Ayavakatlenu. I'll throw a mountain on all Klal Yisrael and they'll all die immediately. So Azal Akar Tura, he went and picked up a mountain that's Bar Tlasa Parsi. That's 3 parsi. Ve'Aisi Al Reshe, he picked it up, lifted it above his head, about to throw it down, and then Isaac Kajabrichu Alara Kamsi. Hashem made bugs and insects go on the rock, Vinakvua, and they made a hole in, they hollowed out the rock, Vinachis Pitavare, and then the rock that he was holding over his head fell around like around his neck like a necklace, and it was stuck around his neck. And I have a bug Lemishlafe. He tried to pull it off his neck, off over his head, but he couldn't because of another miracle. Mashri Shene Lahayisa Lahayisa. Miraculously, his teeth were elongated on either side of his mouth, and that lodged the stone around his neck, and he couldn't lift it back over his head. That's what the pasuk means, Shine Rishayim Shibarta, which literally means Hashem breaks the teeth of the Rishayim. Uchra Shimon ben Lakish, but as Rish Lakish darshans that pasuk, Tamar Shimon ben Lakish, my dechsev shine Rishayim shibarta, atzikre shibarta, don't read that they were broken, elasher rivavta, that they were made very large. A reference to this scenario where Hashem made Og's teeth very large to lodge in that stone and he couldn't take it back over his head. That's the miracle of what happened by Og trying to throw a stone on Klal Yisrael. And then the Gemara then tells us also that Moshe kamahava eser amos. Moshe was 10 amos tall. Shakil narga bar eser amini took an axe that was 10 amos tall, and shavar eser amini, he jumped up 10 amos tall. So Moshe's 10 amos, he had a 10 amos axe, and then he jumped up 10 amos. With all of that, he was mechaya bekarsole. He's able to hit the ankle of Og, a really super tall guy, vekatle, and that was enough to kill Og in that scenario. And then the next on our list was Evan Sheyoshav Aleha Moshe, the stone that Moshe rested his hands on, as we said in the War of Amalek. That's an apostle Tiksiv, Vire Moshe Kvedim. Moshe was lifting his hands, and when his hands were up, we were successful in the war. And Vayikhu Evan, but his hands got weak, and it was hard for him to keep them up. Vayikhu Evan, Vayasimu Tachtav, Vayashav Aleha. They put a stone by under his hands, so he could rest his hands on the stone, and that's how we were able to be successful, miraculously, in the war with Amalek. The Ishto Shalot, and Ishto Shalot, the fact that Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt, as also we know it's a pasuk, Shneamar, Batavit Ishto Me'acharav, Batehi Nitziv Melach. That Osha Ishto Lot, Ishto Shalot turned back on the destruction of Sodom, and as a result, she turned into salt. I once heard a vart about why salt specifically, and the Rashi says that it's salt because she didn't give salt to her guests, and Hachmas Archim, but I heard about perhaps a vart that salt is a preservative, that salt keeps things in their original state, and the fact that she was being told to leave Sodom, and she couldn't leave her roots in Sodom, she still felt the inclination to turn back to where she came from. She was so set into the way of living in Sodom, she even turned back. She was so stuck in that mentality, and that's why she turned into a pillar of salt. V'chomas Yericho Shenevla, this is the final one of the list, that the walls of Yericho were swallowed up into the ground. D'chsev ati pol ha-choma tachteha. At the walls of Yeshua, and we captured the city of Yericho, the walls miraculously fell into the ground. If you see that as well, you would also make a bracha to thank Hashem, Shevach Ve'hodah. The Mara now asks, Bishlama Kulhu Nisa, all these are miracles, so I understand why you make a bracha on them. What about Ishto Shalot? Ale Ishto Shalot Paranusahu. That's not a miracle, that's a tragedy that happened to Lot's wife, that she turned into a pillar of salt. We would much prefer that she didn't do that. Vayzer a bracha on that? So no, the Amar Baruch Dayan HaEmes. You're right, it's not a great thing, and the bracha on that would be Baruch Dayan HaEmes. The Gemara asks, Vaha Hoda'a V'Shalach Katani. But when it listed off all these different things, we just went through the whole entire list, it said you should make a bracha on all these Shalach V'Hoda'a bracha, not Dayan HaEmes. Gemara clarifies, Tani al Lot ve'al Ishto mevarchim shtayim. When you see the place where Lot and his wife were, you make two brachos. Al Ishto who omer barach dayan ha'emes, for Ishto shalot make a dayan ha'emes, because it's chaval that she turned around. Ve'al Lot omer barach zocher satzadikim, for when you see the place where Lot was, you see the bracha of the zocher satzadikim, that Hashem remembers the tzadikim, Hashem remembered and saved Lot, bizchus Avraham, from the destruction of Sodom. Amar Rav Yochanan, afilu b'shas kas hashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zocher etzah tzadikim. And even when Hashem is angry, so to speak, he still remembers the tzadikim. Shenamar vayihi b'shachis Elokim es arei hakikar. Hashem was destroying Sodom. Vayizkor Elokim es Avraham. Hashem remembered Avraham. Vayishlach es Lot mitoch ha'aficha. That Hashem remembered Avraham and saved Lot from the destruction of Sodom. I think we'll stop here because we did a nice amount today. But we covered a lot today. We ended off the eighth parak. The eighth parak discussed different machloks in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and then we were talking about the ner for Abdullah and for Besamim as well, and we said it actually be close to the candle or being far away as well, looking at your fingernails. We discussed going back to the place where you ate to bench, like Beis Shammai, how long you have to bench after the shear of digestion, and the halachos of saying amen to the bracha of a child, and also my machronim as well. And then the ninth parak, now we discussed long Mishnah, but particularly we discussed the bracha they make on seeing a place where a miracle happened, and in the list of seven or so miracles that happened that you would make a bracha on as well. Yishkoach. Go ahead.